You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Well, Lord have mercy, baby. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, welcoming you to a brand new Juke in the Back. The only show on the radio to feature the soul that came before rock and roll. These are the influential rhythm and blues records that led up to the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, and this week I'm filling up the old Rockola Juke with a handful of 78s that you haven't heard in some time. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to take a look at the classic champion Jack Dupree number, Junkers Blues. Going to find out the history behind that song and all the other records that were influenced by it. And believe me, there's quite a few. Then later on in the program, we're going to make some long distance rhythm and blues phone calls. But first, let's kick off the program with a request. This first record goes out to Steve in Michigan, and he wants to hear a song written by Ike Turner, released on the Federal label in 1956. So let's do it to it. Here's Billy Gales with I'm Tore Up, kicking off the Juke in the Back.
Teardrops from my eyes. Remember single cloud would disappear. I'd wear a smile if you were here. So baby, won't you hurry, 'cause I miss you so. And it's raining, teardrops from my eyes.
Miss Rhythm Ruth Brown getting down to the rhythm and blues sound that's all around. From 1950 off Atlantic, Teardrops from My Eyes. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'm playing all those great classic R&B records that you could never hear on the jukebox in the front. To hear them, baby, you had to go to that juke in the back. Here's another one. This one's from B.B. King. Now, this one was released about 6 or 7 years into B.B.'s career. The year is 1956. It spins off the RPM label out of Los Angeles, California. Here's the King of the Blues, B.B. King, with Crying Won't Help You.
Well, if you mess with your baskets, let's go down to the woods. Yes, said Mama, get your baskets, let's go down to the woods. Well, we may not get no berries, but we sure coming back feeling good. Yeah, she's our rest on Mama, they're still on the railroad track. Yeah, she's our rest on Mama, they're still on the railroad track. Didn't she say a huckabuck jammy? Oh, huckabuck jammy. Didn't she say a huckabuck jammy? Well, she said a huckabuck jammy, huckabuck all night long.
Amazing Five Keys from 1951 off Aladdin Records. They were from Newport News, Virginia, and they originally called themselves the Sentimental Four. But by the time they signed to Aladdin, they were already known as the Five Keys. In 1954, they would leave Aladdin Records and sign with Capitol Records, where they'd have some crossover success. Hits like Ling Ting Tong, Out of Sight, Out of Mind, Close Your Eyes would all be chartbusters. And I might be in the minority, but I prefer their Aladdin recordings to their more successful Capitol recordings. There's no doubt, though, the Five Keys were one of the greatest vocal groups of all time. And so was this next group, the Moonglows, who unfortunately lost their last original member, Harvey Fuqua, on the 6th of July, 2010. He was 80 years old and spent his entire life in the music industry. From sharing lead vocals in the Moonglows with Bobby Lester, to being the Moonglows' chief songwriter, to later being a record executive at Motown Records, Harvey Fuqua did it all. And here's a song that features his amazing voice on lead. It was released on Chess in 1954 as the flip side of the classic hit Sincerely. Here's Tempting, the Moonglows, with the late great Harvey Fuqua on the Juke in the Back.
Rise. I saw you again late last night with your headlights on. Got you in some dark alley by how you carry on.
Well, I love you, baby, cause you stack way back. You and all the rest. When you're walking down the avenue, all the fellas holler, baby, how about that mess?
You are tempting, baby.
You know what I'm talking about, so come on, baby, knock me out.
You are tempting, baby. You are tempting, baby. You are tempting, baby. You tempt me all the time.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers
Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, Stephen Herman, and contributors Gary Cipollone. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
With that angel wine. 6 months and no. And 1 year ain't no time. They got boys in penitentiary doing from 9 to 99. I was standing on the corner with my reapers in my hand. Up stepped the sergeant, took my reapers out my hand. My brother used a needle. And my sister sniffed cocaine. I don't use no junk, I'm the nicest boy you ever seen. My mother, she told me. And my father told me too. That junk is a bad habit, why don't you leave it too? Sister, she even told me, and my grandma told me too, that using junk partner was gonna be the death of you.
That's Junkers Blues by Champion Jack Dupree, who cut the song for OK Records in 1940. Now, the origins of that song go back to a great boogie-woogie pianist from New Orleans named Willie Hall. He used to go by the nickname Drive 'Em Down and was very influential to Champion Jack Dupree, Fats Domino, and Professor Longhair, just to name a few. Dupree used to hang out with Drive 'Em Down, and he once claimed that Willie Hall taught him how to play. But you know, the saddest part is, Drive 'Em Down never recorded. So over 70 years later, we have no idea just how good he really was. It's a good thing his style lived on through other great New Orleans pianists. Like this next guy, Antoine Fats Domino. He was discovered in New Orleans by Dave Bartholomew, who at the time was working for Imperial Records out of LA. He was their New Orleans talent scout. He happened upon Fats, signed him to Imperial, and the rest is history. This was the first Fats Domino record to be released. It was cut at the tail end of 1949 and became one of the biggest selling R&B records of 1950. Listen to the piano style. It's directly related to Champion Jack Dupree, who of course based his on Drive 'Em Down. Here's Fats Domino with a number two smash, The Fat Man, on The Juke in the Back.
Thank you.
So as you can hear, Fats Domino took those original lyrics, they call me a junker because I'm loaded all the time, and made it, they call me the fat man because I weigh 200 pounds. Well, Fats, who was still a young musician, was not only playing on his own records, but was also doing session work. He played on this early 1952 session that was arranged by band leader Dave Bartholomew. Bartholomew brought in this young cat named Lloyd Price, who he had overheard at Price's mother's fish fry. He was singing a song at the fish fry, which repeated a phrase that was popular at the time by a local New Orleans disc jockey, Lottie Miss Claudie. Lloyd told me once that there were no actual written words to that song. When he got in the studio, they turned on the microphone and Lloyd just riffed. The result was a number one smash in 1952, and one of the tunes that definitely paved the way for rock and roll. If you listen closely, Fats Domino is playing a piano riff based on the Junkers Blues riff, and Lloyd is singing the Lottie Miss Claudie lyrics in a similar vocal style. This song took the old Junkers Blues classic and reinvented it yet again. Here's Lloyd Price with Lottie Miss Claudie on the Juke in the Back.
Oh, now, Lottie, Lottie, Lottie Miss Claudie, girl, you sure look good to me. Well, please don't excite me, baby. No.
Thank you.
come on, Lucretia. Girl, you have company waiting for you at home. Why don't you hurry, Lucretia, girl, hurry. Don't leave that boy alone. Tipotina, tra-la-la-la. Oh-la-la-la. Come on, baby, we're going bowling. We're gonna have ourselves a good time. We go hula trolla walla mala dala, drink some mellow wine.
Professor Longhair with Tipitina from 1954 off Atlantic. And man, if you listen close, that's the same riff that was used on Junkers Blues. Now I got a special treat for you. Throughout his career, Champion Jack Dupree recorded a couple of versions of Junkers Blues. In 1958, while his career was sort of on the wane, he cut a version of Junkers Blues for Atlantic Records that I just love. This one blows me away. I hope it blows you away too. Champion Jack Dupree, who started off this set, is back with a reprise of Junkers Blues with a totally different feel. It's time for the Great 78 where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we take a look at T-Bone Walker, one of the greatest blues guitarists of all time. He was born on the 28th of May in 1910 and began scoring hits in 1942 for Capitol Records. His best remembered tune will always be They Call It Stormy Monday from 1947. But T-Bone shouldn't just be remembered for the records he cut himself. He was also a major influence on Chuck Berry, B.B. King, and Jimi Hendrix guitar style. Let's hear one of his lesser-known tunes from 1947. This one was cut for the Comet label, and I bet you never knew that T-Bone could croon so pretty. This week's Great 78, T-Bone Walker with I'm Still in Love with You.
I'd like to talk to you. Everything you said thrills me through and through. Yes, darling, I'm still in love with you. I often wonder why I always have inside just love the thoughts of a girl like you. You've left me. That's why I'm lonely and blue. Babo de do, da do de. You know that I love you, baby, and I tried to be true. I'm not going to break your heart, now, darling, or do anything that will make us part. Yes, I love you. I wanna walk with you. I'd like to talk to you. Everything you said thrills me through and through. Yes, darling, I'm still in love with you. Everything you said thrills me through and through. Yes, darling, I'm still in love with you.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Well, the telephone is ringing, and my baby's on the line. Telephone is ringing, and my baby's on the line. I'm afraid to even answer, because I know what's on my mind. Well, she called me last night, round about 9 o'clock. clean house, daddy. Your mama's coming home to rock. Cause I know what's on my
man. I hope you get yourself a pocket full of dimes, cause we're making some rhythm and blues phone calls right now on the Juke in the Back. That was Pee Wee Creighton off the VJ label from 1956. Telephone is ringing. Man, I love his electric guitar playing. It was very heavily based on the 1940s style of T-Bone Walker. It's not 100% known how Pee-wee acquired his nickname, but he probably got it from longtime friend Roy Brown, who was famous for giving nicknames to his friends. Pee-wee first took the rhythm and blues charts by storm in 1948 when he scored a number one record with Blues After Hours. By the time Telephone Is Ringing was recorded in 1956, he had already been on Imperial, Jamie, and several other labels before settling at VJ. Well, let's keep this R&B telephone theme going with a record by Floyd Dixon. He would follow in the piano footsteps of Nat King Cole, Charles Brown, and Amos Milburn. He hailed from Marshall, Texas, and settled in Los Angeles in the late 1940s to start a recording career with first the Aladdin label and then Specialty Records. This next tune comes from Floyd's very productive Aladdin sessions. He's backed up here by Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. It was recorded at the end of 1950 and charted in January of 1951, hitting number 4, Telephone Blues.
Long distance, try my baby once again. Long distance, try my baby once again. Don't worry about the charges, I'll pay for everything on this end. Hello, pretty baby, please come back home. Pretty, pretty, pretty baby, please come back home. Well, I hate to tell you, baby, but I'm so tired of being alone. Mm-hmm. peppers on the table, peaches on the shelf. Hurry home, baby, I'm tired of being by myself. Pretty, pretty, pretty baby, please come back home. Well, I hate to tell you, baby, but I'm so tired of being alone.
Hello, operator? Give me Middle West, Texas, honey. That's right. I want Joe's pool hall. I want to speak to Margie. Hello, Joe? Look here, Daddy. Let me speak to Margie. Uh-huh, that's right. No, she don't shoot no pool. She just hang around there all the time. That's right. She's the one. Hello, Margie. This your daddy, honey. I'll be down and pick you up in a few minutes, yeah, honey? How come you're so tickled? Uh-huh, that's what I figured. Sergeant Brown down there again, ain't he? That's what I figured. Well, look, baby. When I come down and pick you up, honey, whatever you do, don't bring your sister. Whatever you do, don't bring your sister. Because how in the world is who gonna ever be able to do anything and she's standing around there looking and going on? Oh, you can't do nothing. That's right. Look here, honey, I'm gonna tell you another thing. Next time you go to church with me, honey, don't sit up and pop your gum so loud here. Because the pastor don't like it. It makes me feel kind of embarrassed. That's right. I'm gonna tell you another thing, honey. I got me a new eat eating there, honey. And we don't have to ride around in jalopy no more. That's right. Look here. If I buy the car, honey, and buy the gas, look like to me, you ought to eat before you leave home. Eat before you leave home, woman. You just ride a poor man to death. That's right. You get mad that old woman live across the street. Come talking about her sister gonna have a baby, and the baby gonna come here looking like me. How in the world does she know what the baby gonna look like if she ain't never seen it yet herself? Nothing but gossip, that's all it is, honey. Nothing but gossip. Uh-oh, honey. The operator done cut us off. Hello, operator. How much do you, honey? Excuse me for calling you, honey, knowing you're one of them kind of people. $2.60. Well, look, Joe ain't got no change. And I'm going to have to go down the street about 3 blocks and get some change, honey. And I'll be right back. Excuse me for calling you, honey, and knowing you're one of them kind of people.
Big Walter and his Thunderbirds, hitting you with that telephone jive from 1955 on the explosive TNT label. Callin' Margie, what a great telephone song that is. Before that, we heard Floyd Dixon, backed up by Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. Well, that song, Telephone Blues, was such a huge hit that he had to follow it up with another telephone theme song. This one's called Call Operator 210. It also hit number 4 in 1952 for Aladdin Records. So once again on the Juke in the Back, it's my pleasure to spin Floyd Dixon.
Hello.
Hello, Floyd.
Hello, baby. Why did you wait so long to call? Hello, baby. Why did you wait so long to call? Well, I've been so sick and worried ever since you left last fall. Please, please tell me, why did you stay away so long? You know I've been so lonesome. stand here all alone. Well, I'm just so sick and worried. Baby, please come back home. Call again tomorrow. Ask for operator 210. It's worth $50 million to hear that sweet, sweet voice again. About the charges, you know I'll take care of it on this end.
You're so sweet, Floyd. I'll call you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Say you love me, darling. Please call me on the phone sometime. You say you love me, darling. Please call me on the phone sometime. When I hear your voice, ease my worried mind. One of these days, I'm gonna show you how nice a man can be. One of these days, I'm gonna show you just how nice a man can be. I'm gonna buy you a brand new Cadillac if you only speak some good words about me. Hear my phone ringing, sound like a long distance call. Hear my phone keep ringing, sound like a long distance call. When I picked up my receiver, the potty said another mule kicking in your stall.
Muddy Waters making a long distance call at that little telephone booth just outside the Juke in the Back. I hope you've enjoyed this week's program. I'm Matt the Cat. If you'd like a playlist and more information about all the tunes that were played on this week's show, you can go check out this episode on www.jukeintheback.org. Well, I gotta sweep up some of these cigarette butts here around the Juke in the Back before I can call it a day. While I do that, I'd like to leave you with one more tune with a telephone theme. This one's by a cat named Saunders Terrell. We know him better as Sonny Terry, the great harp player. He cut a lot of records with his buddy Brownie McGee, and this one was cut in 1950 for Capitol, Closing up the Juke in the Back this week with Sonny Terry, Telephone Blues. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope to catch you again real soon on the Juke in the Back.
Lord, here I am in Tennessee. Well, you know I'm so worried, lonesome, because she won't write to me. Telephone me, sweetheart. Telephone me every day. Telephone me, little woman. Telephone me every day. Well, you know I'm working in this town for you, little woman. Oh, whoa, you know I'm sending you all my pay. Hey, take it now, chief. Lord, you know it is. Tennessee no played for me. Well, you know I'll soon be with you, darling. Oh, whoa, please, honey, wait and see. My telephone won't ring. The mailman won't leave me no mail. Well, you know my telephone won't ring. The mailman won't leave me no mail. Well, I say if I catch you cheating on me, darling, oh, well, you know I'm going to the county jail.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebank.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.